Israel has now become the first sovereign country to recognize the state of Somaliland. Now, what is Somaliland? Well, it is a semi-autonomous region in Somalia and has been desperate to be recognized as an independent state. And if Israel is willing to recognize it as an independent state, obviously Israel's going to get something in return. The big question is, what are they hoping to get in return? Now, before I get to the context and all the details about this, Cenk, your two cents?
Yeah, so of course they want several disastrous things because of this. And of course, there's the irony of no, you can't give any part of a country to someone else. But apparently you can in Somalia. You can in Israel, but you can in Somalia. But I'm super worried about the ethnic cleansing that's gonna happen here. But if Israel wants something, they almost always get it. So buckle up and brace for impact.
So I want to give you a little bit of context about what's been happening in Somalia for many decades. I'm going to do a deep dive on this. So bear with me as I kind of give you the basics. This isn't anywhere close to everything you need to know about what's happened in Somalia. But basically, Somaliland basically declared independence from Somalia back in 1991 during the ongoing civil war that broke out in the country. So this civil war grew out of resistance to a military junta. So there was a military coup, military rule in Somalia. And as a result of that, you have these various factions resisting, various groups resisting that military rule. Now, the resistance included armed rebel groups. And by the early 1990s, Somalia became a failed state. So that's when Somaliland, located in the northwest of Somalia, declared independence. This is in 1991. And Puntland also declared independence years later in 1998. Although Somaliland has functioned as an autonomous entity, it never received any formal recognition from the UN. Now, Taiwan is the only other place that has recognized its independence. But prior to Israel, again, Taiwan was the only place that recognized it. Now, Somalia continues to claim the region as part of its sovereign territory. So obviously, Somalia is really upset about this. And there was a joint statement put out by other countries as well, including Egypt and Turkey, who spoke out against this as well. Now, Islamic groups have taken hold of Somalia, including an ISIS affiliate, used to be an Al-Qaeda affiliate, but now an ISIS affiliate known as Al-Shabaab. And the US has been bombing Al-Shabaab, for a while now, but the bombings really ramped up under the Trump administration. So during the Christmas holiday, the airstrikes were really ratcheted up by the Trump administration. It's just a complete and utter disaster. But then you have Somaliland, which is a territory that is both economically beneficial to both the United States and Israel, but it's beneficial to Israel for other reasons as well. So Netanyahu said he, Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar, and the Somaliland president signed a joint declaration of mutual recognition. Quote, "This declaration is in the spirit of the Abraham Accords initiated by President Trump," the statement read. Now, Somaliland also issued a statement following Netanyahu's announcement to declare that they do intend to join the Abraham Accords. So there's the economic component to it as well. And when you consider the placement of Somaliland, it's very beneficial for trade purposes, but also beneficial for other purposes as well, as Ynet, an Israeli publication, reported recently. Behind Israel's recognition of Somaliland, years of quiet Mossad involvement. Israel becomes the first UN member to recognize Somaliland as a sovereign state, drawing condemnation from Somalia, Turkey, and Egypt. The move reflects strategic interests near Houthi-controlled areas and years of quiet Mossad engagement. So the same piece notes that one key factor driving Israel's interest is Somaliland's proximity to areas controlled by the Houthis in Yemen. Strengthening ties with Somaliland is seen in Israel as a strategic force multiplier against the Houthis. And you should also know the main reason why Israel is doing this is because This is all part of Israel's ethnic cleansing and land theft campaign. The territory, as Ynet further reports, has recently been mentioned as a possible designation for Gazans, with officials there saying they would be willing to absorb 1 million Gazans, though no formal agreement has been announced. And by the way, this aligns with reporting that was done by Dropsite News, indicating that Israel is preparing for a permanent presence in Gaza, something that we already knew, something that we already suspected. And they used satellite images to find that Israel has been building at least 13 new IDF outposts in Gaza. They've killed at least 414 Palestinians since the alleged ceasefire was signed on October 10th. And they've continued the controlled demolition of Palestinian property as well in Gaza. Now, Israel's sinister plot was also something that the Financial Times had reported on back in March of this year. They reported that US officials had met with leaders of Somaliland to raise the possibility of displacing Palestinians to the area. Other countries Israel is negotiating with for their ethnic cleansing campaign include Indonesia, which seems to be somewhat receptive to the plan, Somalia, which is also receptive. But then you also have other countries like Uganda, South Sudan, and Libya, which seem to be a little more resistant. And finally, as the article mentions in its subheadline, Mossad has been working its tactics in the area for quite some time now, as I'm sure they are in many other countries, our own included, Cenk.
Yeah, so a lot of issues here. First, let's note the hypocrisy here. Many countries like France and Australia recognize Palestine. Israel lost it. They're like, unacceptable. You can't just go and declare a country legitimate without first dealing with the country that's occupying it and telling the occupiers, please, pretty please, what else do we need to do for you to let go of your captives? You guys are the most amazing people on earth, blah, 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 right? So totally unacceptable. Then Israel goes and recognizes Somaliland to break off from the rest of Somalia. So what happened? I thought it was unacceptable. But as the Israelis always have two different rules, a rule for themselves and a rule for the rest of the planet, so for the rest of you schmucks who would ever listen to them as if they're not lying 24/7. Every time they go to speak about diplomacy or any of these issues, they're always lying. So are they actually outraged by recognizing a state like Palestine? No, because they just did it in Somaliland. And it's actually, of course, much worse because it's not equivalent at all. They're all Somalis there, as opposed to the Palestinians and the Israelis that are obviously view themselves very differently. Now, to the core of the issue. So they want to move 1 million Gazans. Wait, what happened? I thought you said you were going to get out of Gaza. Point 16 in Trump's 20-point plan, peace plan for Gaza was Israel leaves Gaza. So not only have they not left Gaza, as Anna just explained to you, they've started building permanent outposts in the 53% that they control. Not only that, they've begun to expand past the 53% through a campaign of course, as usual, slaughter of the innocents. 414 Palestinians killed since the so-called ceasefire. They continue to bomb and kill. But if you touch the Israelis, they'll cry and cry and cry about, oh my God, the ceasefire. So they don't ever intend to ever follow any ceasefire. They're not following this one. They're always hypocritical on every single issue. So, but that's the 53% that's currently barren that Israel absolutely leveled. The other 47% has 2.2 million Palestinians in it. And obviously they're going to try to move them out to places like Somaliland. And they've announced it 100 times, guys. It's all over the Israeli press. If you haven't heard it here, it's because American press are dogs for Netanyahu and work for him. The Israeli press is far more unconstrained because there are many different sides in Israel. But the American press serves Israel very loyally and dutifully. So they don't tell you about the monstrous ethnic cleansing they're planning to do by moving 1 million human beings out. And that would be, again, textbook genocide, etc. And so they're willing to destabilize Somalia, massively destabilize it, cause it a lot more violence in order to get what they want. But, and as Anna pointed out, of course, the second thing is they also care about the geography of the area. So that is right in the area where they can strike at the Houthis in Yemen easier. They could protect that shipping lane easier, at least for their own ships. Of course, they would never want to protect anyone else's stuff ever, ever. The whole world owes them. They owe nothing to the rest of the planet or to the Somalis or anyone else. Take, 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 take. That's Israeli 101. And now we've bombed Somalia 127 times since Trump re-entered office. Did you know we're at war with some factions in Somalia? Nobody talks about it because what's the big deal? They're just Somalis, let's just kill them, right? Now that is in coordination with the Somali government, to be fair. But the Somali government hates the idea of Somaliland and that they do not want that. Interestingly, the reason I brought it up in this context is because there's been only one bomb that the US has done in Somaliland, in that area that some are calling Somaliland. It was a bomb to kill their top peacemaker in the area, because Israel doesn't want peace. They want conflict, they want separation, so they want to be able to have a puppet government in the middle of Africa where they could dump all the Palestinians after they steal their land, and it can easily, more easily attack other Muslims in the area by having a base there. So they're like, yeah, kill the peacemaker. And of course, America doesn't work for our CIA, our military, etc. It doesn't work for us at all. It totally works for Israel. So they're like, yes, sir, right away, sir. Let's kill anyone trying to make peace, sir. And of course, the Israelis also tried to kill the peace negotiators in Qatar. They killed Iran's peace negotiators. Anytime anybody's trying to make peace, don't worry, Israel will murder them so they create more violence, conflict to take advantage of for their own benefit. Every time you ring the bell below, an angel gets its wings. Totally not true, but it does keep you updated on our live shows.